It is 8:13 here on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 67 degrees, and you've landed right here on Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenewald.
And we always love to welcome in our listeners who are listening on the radio, FM 100.1, AM 1340, on the free WRHI app. If you're also listening to us on WRHI.com, and you can also watch us on CN2, that's Comporium Cable Channel 102, as well as on all of your major social media channels. Simply search for WRHI and or CN2. We are getting an update from the Haven Men's Shelter, and they've got a real sweet fundraiser happening on Saturday, May the 18th, with their second annual cake auction. So let's please welcome the one and the only Nancy Landerman.
Welcome, Nancy.
Hey,
Nancy. Hi, good morning. It's such a pleasure to be here today.
Oh, wow. We're among friends.
We love having you on.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll get to the second annual cake auction in a minute, but let's get the latest headlines from the Haven Men's Shelter.
So, you know, we're over on at the Pathways Community Center in the back over off Terry Road, and our beds are full. You know, we house 27 men at a time over there, and currently this year, we've housed 17 men into their own housing. Last year, we hit a huge milestone. We was able to house 101 men right here in our community to be able to rehab, get back on their feet, and two of those men went into home ownership. So very exciting things going on at the Haven, and it's such an important program right here in our community because not only do we just find them housing, we make sure they're ready and prepared before they go into the housing to really continue on their journey is what I say.
And some of these men, Nancy, for folks that maybe first time they're hearing about the Haven's Men's Shelter, are these men that are homeless? What are their situations? I think that helps break some of the stigmas that people think about.
Right. And a majority of our men that come into the shelter, they're situationally homeless. It could be a divorce. It could be a loss of job. It could be anything that does not, you know, involve drugs or alcohol, which is the big, you know, out there. Oh, if you're homeless, you're on this, you're an addiction. That is not the case. They're really situationally homeless, or the fact that they work in two jobs, they're working two jobs and the affordability of housing is just not there. And so, you know, they still need some time to get on their feet. And the Haven runs a program. It's not just a bed and a place to just come in, lay your head. You have to work the program. And the men who come in work that program.
Nancy, how long are the men there for? Does it depend on the individual?
Yes, everybody is different. We could house them from 90 to 120 days. And if it still becomes, we know they're right there and on that cusp, we're like, let's get you keep staying here. And then we can continue to work with you. You know, we have great mentors that are in the community that connect with our men. We rely a lot on them. They're just, even if it's a text to say, hey, how's your morning today? How are you doing? You know, it's relationship building that is really impactful for the folks that we serve.
We've all had mentors in our life that have poured into us. I can't imagine the impact they're having on these men. I think, Nancy, a big tooting of your own horn here, folks may not realize you're the only men's transitional shelter in this community. And how that works is you have the emergency shelter, which is somewhat of how Bethel shelters operate.
Correct.
It's first come, first serve if beds available. Oftentimes, men will take the next step up and what you say is graduate on then to the Haven.
That's right.
So it really takes that working relationship with Bethel. But your program is, to your point, maybe 120 days that these men are creating that financial cushion to transition back in their own home. And that's why with your big event happening on May 18th, the cake auction, it's so important to support your nonprofit because you're one of the kind in this community and needed.
We need it.
You're a step in the system to move people to home ownership or to their own home. So share with us how people can get involved at the cake auction.
So we're so excited. It's the second annual cake auction. Last year, we had a blast, a fun time, and it was so exciting to be able to come in and see businesses or individuals donate the cakes. And then not just the cakes, they add an incentive in with that. It could be something as, like, we have a lady from Oakland Presbyterian Church. She's going to donate a strawberry quilt.
Oh,
Handmade quilt. A handmade quilt.
Oh, Nancy.
And so come in and bid on the handmade quilt. We also have Tim Hardis from the same church. He's going to do a 5-person jazz ensemble that they are going to donate a few hours. So if you're having a party, if you're having a reception, if you're just wanting to have a good time and picnic in your backyard, they're going to come in and play.
Date night.
And yeah, great date night. Because, you know, we have some picnic stuff going on at the auction as well. So you can come in, bid on that, pair that up, and just have a fantastic time. All a while raising funds for the Havens Men's Shelter because, again, you know, with us doing the work that we're doing, the funds are necessary and needed to continue on to those programs.
And what's your goal you hope to hit?
My goal, last year we were able to raise $32,000 this year. I always have a big, bold goal, which is $50,000.
So. I love it, Nancy.
Well, it's the second annual cake auction. It's for the Haven Men's Shelter.
Yes.
It's on Saturday, May the 18th, 10 a.m. at the Galleria Mall. You enter through the food court and simply follow the signs. So, Nancy, are you looking for more people to submit cakes?
Yes. So okay. What we're doing is we're looking for more individuals or businesses to submit the cake and incentive.
Okay.
And then we're looking for individuals to come in actually on the Friday before the auction on the 17th to come in and actually vote on the cakes. Come in and say, what is your favorite cake? Last year, a birdhouse from Big Act to Follow was incredible. And they won the crowd favorite of that. And she's entered again this year. So
uh-oh.
Very excited to see how she's going to play that out this year.
Folks definitely need to follow you on social media. So the Havens Men's Shelter, you can go back and see the cake examples. Now keep in mind, some are over the top.
Wonderful.
But then you have ones that maybe picked a local store cake, but their incentive was this massive bike, this crazy excursion.
A trip.
Yeah. So again, you don't have to actually be a baker to submit a cake here. Again, it's helping with the donations.
And a lot of times when you bid on these cakes, you get everything, including what it's served on. If it's not, they'll let you know. But sometimes even that's part of the presentation. And these cakes are like what you see on Cake Wars
that's
on
right.
the Food Network. So these
we're not kidding. These are fantastic.
You second guess, like, I can eat this?
Veterans Bridge Home, shout out to them, had a fantastic cake.
They had a fantastic cake. We almost couldn't see it because it was camouflaged, you know.
Right.
But they're actually entering again this year. And our own Bill Marsh says he's going to probably make the cake this year. So very excited about that. And but it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of enjoyment just to come out and spend time with us and fellowship. You know, and get to see what we do.
So this is what they need. If you're listening, if you're part of an organization or a group or an individual,
right?
So that it could be any of the above. Reach out to the Haven Men's Shelter today. Say, hey, sign me up. I'm ready to go. I will submit a cake and then add some flavoring to it. And then on Friday, the 17th of May, swing by the Galleria, check in, vote for your favorite. And then on Saturday, get there and bid. It moves pretty quickly and you get the whole shebang on that cake. And then sometimes people were bidding on one or two cakes.
That's right.
But it's such a great fundraiser for you all because this makes up how much of your, like at a fundraising event like this for a nonprofit like The Haven, percentage wise, how much does this make up like your part of your budget?
Probably 10% of our budget.
So think about that. 10% of their budget is relying on that. The other 90%, they have to get creative and find other funding methods. So take that stress off of them because they already have it enough for the other 90%.
Please.
Let the 10%, that's something that we in the community can handle.
Us nonprofits, you hear it often, but it is critical. And that's why supporting them, if you're out of town or maybe you just can't make it, you can always go to their website go straight to the donation page. We know every dollar matters. Nancy.
Every dollar matters.
That's for sure.
Right.
And before we say goodbye to Nancy, I understand, Nancy, you all are hiring there at the Haven Men's Shelter. Who are you looking for?
Yeah, so we're hiring a full-time admin position to come in and just help us out there at the Haven. And they can come to the Haven and get the job application, and then we'll just do some interviewing and hopefully get the right fit for us.
Perfect. Okay. Nancy Landerman is her name, and raising funds, that's her game.
That's right.
I was curious where he was going to go with that.
Hopefully it came out okay. I was practicing it in my head. So, Nancy, job well done. Again, check out the second annual cake auction Saturday, May the 18th at 10 a.m. at the Galleria.